Our local nor'easter is gradually winding down, but still some impacts today and into this evening, with some showers every once in a while moving in off the Atlantic that will briefly be heavy and us favor, again, areas from I-95 to the beaches, and gusty winds that'll be gusting to 25 to 35 miles per hour at the beaches and 15 to 25 miles inland. Miles per hour inland out of the east and northeast. So rough season surf. Surf still breakers at our beaches of 6 to 9 feet today into this evening, with some beach erosion at times of high tide, some localized, mostly nuisance type flooding at times of high tide for the coast and even along the St. John's River and its tributaries, before things really calm down more dramatically tomorrow. So a mix of clouds and sun today. Temperatures will start to recover as well. We ought to be in the upper 70s this time of year. It's been tough getting out of the 50s and 60s the last couple of days. In fact, Easter Day was the second coolest on record, the second coolest Easter on record in Jacksonville. And now we'll see highs today, this afternoon, reaching the 70 to 75 degree mark inland, but still only in the 60s at the beaches. Even warmer tomorrow, 75 to 80 under partly sunny skies. Pretty good looking hump day. And then as we get into Thursday, the next disturbance affects the area with some more rain. This is good news as we head into the peak of our wildfire season, coming off a wet last couple of days with our local nor'easter. Even though rainfall amounts weren't all that significant, we did see some 1 to 2 inch rains in St. Johns County yesterday. But if you combine the 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, just about everyone has indeed had rainfall, 100% coverage, and amounts have averaged a half inch to an inch and a half, and locally 2 inches plus. And now another disturbance will likely drop widespread rain Thursday and Thursday evening. This one, as mentioned, coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. There's been some scuttlebutt about tropical development, but even if so, it would be very minor. It's really the point of this system is that it brings us some more moisture, and that's really good news for Central and South Florida that's been particularly dry with wildfires ongoing. But this system will move to the northeast and develop showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Thursday evening. Again, expecting just about everybody to get at least some rain. An amount should average a half inch to an inch, but locally as much as 1 to 2 inches of rain Thursday and Thursday evening. This one's moving right along and will be clearing out by Friday. There may be still a brief shower or two Friday, but otherwise warmer temperatures. Good news for Daly's Place that gets their concert season underway with Kenny Chesney Friday evening. And you're looking at a partly cloudy sky. Temperatures in the 80s will be dropping into the 70s. And we'll start out the weekend on a warm note on Saturday. Partly sunny skies, well into the 80s. There's yet another disturbance in front due in Sunday and Sunday night with at least some rain. We'll continue to update on you on just how much and how widespread in the coming days. Once again, dangerous conditions continuing at our area beaches through this evening with a very high rip current risk and rough season surf, some localized flooding at times of high tide up and down the coast, as well as along the St. John's River and its tributaries, as our local nor'easter gradually winds down. An improvement, it begins today as the nor'easter eases, but dramatic improvement by Wednesday. Still, wind gusts today at our beaches 30 to 35 miles per hour, with wind gusts of 15 to 25 miles per hour inland. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.